Welcome to the podcast series, Small Business Survival Conversations. Through our weekly conversations, we hope to provide you with strategies and insights, knowledge and expertise to enlighten you as you work to build and grow your business. Here are your hosts, Anna Steinfest and Dr. Michael Troyer.
Hi, everyone. This is Michael, and my colleague is with me, Anna.
Hi, Anna. Hello, everyone.
Today, we're talking about being a smart leader and owner of a business in the age of artificial intelligence. And all we're really saying here about artificial intelligence is that it's a big piece of change. How do we be a smart boss around such a big piece of change? So let's start with, I think, something we all have to do. We're at the top of the heap here. Maybe we're all by ourselves as the only owner, but at least our spouse might be talking to us. But we need to shed our title. At the moment of something that's this big in change, if we got one or two people working with us, I think we have to step down and lead this new effort about artificial intelligence. We have to get our hands dirty along with everyone else. I'm arguing that it's very difficult to bring change to a company, no matter how large or small, if you're telling everybody else to do it, but you don't have to. Is that a fair?
Yes, absolutely, Michael. Especially AI right now, you're learning with everyone else in your organization right now with your people, because we are talking to small business owners. Maybe you don't have people, so you don't even need to shed your title at this point. But what we wanted to tell you is that you have to make sure that you start working on this AI. I know it's scary because this is totally new. You're thinking you may make mistakes. Guess what? You need to learn because this is the future.
In that case, if you're the sole owner and you're by yourself, I think shedding the title means you got to turn outward to somebody else and ask, give me some help on this. I don't understand this. Give me some help. There are people more than happy to help you. So don't think you've got to be above it all and not admit, I don't know anything about this ChatGPT. What is this thing? Well, let somebody else take you through it.
Yes.
And you'll get there.
Yes, absolutely.
But let's say you do have some employees. How should you look at those employees relative to this new technology?
Well, Michael, I mean, number one, we suggest that you have to have some policies in place with the AI and go and research. Because what will happen is a lot of the employees, because they maybe know already how to utilize AI, and they can go and start asking ChatGPT, Gemini, all these platforms for assistance. But what they may do is put some of your IP right into that system, and this is dangerous. So you have to make sure that you put some limitations, what they can and cannot do. I mean, if you have to talk to your attorney, because right now it's still so new, there is no regulations on the market. And imagine if some of your trade secrets are exposed through these channels, that's very, very dangerous. So you have to be very cautious, and you have to make sure that you put parameters for your employees.
It's so much like an era earlier when privacy became such an issue and people were stealing social security numbers and whatnot. And I remember an auto dealership I was working with where they told the salespeople, when you go talk to the sales manager about this request to buy a car, don't leave your file folder out on the desk. Somebody else might walk by and take that person's information from it. That we were very worried about privacy at the time. This is long before cybersecurity was even an issue. But we're saying we need new policies for new technology, and that's what you're saying on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's crucial. I mean, you better be protective, because you don't know, because again, there's no regulations. You don't even know what is happening with that particular information you put on the system.
Another piece I want to stress on this, looking at your people, is that when something new and this dramatically new comes about, people get scared. So look at your employees as people. People easily get scared, even though they're your employees. So be understanding of that fear they have. Am I going to lose my job because you've just brought in this ChatGPT to do some things I used to do? You can reassure them. We're going to create as many jobs as we change and replace that job with a artificial intelligence. We're still going to create other jobs. We need people to think things through. So understand their fear and then talk to them. Don't hope that they aren't fearful, because they are.
Oh, I know, Michael, but from the business owner perspective, now you have to make sure that you think efficiency and saving money. So when you hire people, you make sure that you hire people ready to adapt change fast. That's the skill set you want. And make sure that you hire people more for their attitude, because as you can see right now, you can give them the superpowers we've talked about, this technical expertise needed, and if they have positive feet, a positive nature, if they're upbeat, guess what? You'll be happier. So when you select your people, make sure that you go for emotional chemistry, not just technical, because technical, as you can see, you can add the technical skills to that.
You just pointed out to me, though, another issue here that we have to think about. If I started the business 5 years ago and I have an administrative assistant, that person's a little older, let's say, maybe they're in their 50s. This technology is scary to them. So they're the ones I have to nurture. But I'm going to be hiring young people out of college who were born with a phone stuck in one hand. They don't even know what world was like without a smartphone in their hand. So they're going to buy right into this and jump ahead. So we've got some who are there, and we're going to hire them because they're there. They understand artificial intelligence, and we got a group that we have to nurture a little bit, because they were scared by earlier change, let alone this one. Now let's move on to trusting your employees as another part of the role you play as owner and
This is universal, Michael. You
leader.
know, when you trust your employees and you don't micromanage them. Oh, once upon a time, I had a manager who was a micromanager. Wow. First of all, it slows your speed. Now, if you hire this employee, you have to make sure that you empower them, you trust them. Don't micromanage. Make sure that you put milestones for you to check in, but don't just go and micromanage every single thing. First of all, it takes time from your own day, and it slows the process altogether for the whole organization.
And now we're back to this, in my mind, age differentiation. So if you're a relatively young entrepreneur, I suspect you're going to be prone to micromanage because you think you've got a handle on all of this. If you're a person running a business and you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, maybe, you need to turn around and realize you can learn from your employee, and you need to open yourself up to that, because they're further ahead on this technology than you are. There's nothing wrong with an owner looking at an employee and saying, "I don't understand this. Can you show me?" You've helped the employee feel good about where they are, and you've saved some time by learning from them.
Michael, this reminds me a tip. Hire people smarter than you are.
Yes.
A lot of times, managers, owners, they're scared. Well, not owners, I should say, more of a manager's mentality. They are scared to hire people smarter than they are because they think that they'll get their job. No, you hire people smarter than you are because they will make you look good. And you just get away from their path. They will show you and they will make you brilliant. So don't be scared to hire people smarter than you are.
And part of that smarts of being smarter than you might be that they learn easier or quicker than you. So give them room to learn, and then tell them they have to go back and teach you. Yes,
Absolutely.
I really believe in that. Hire people smarter than you. It's the best thing you can do to grow your business. What about communication in this world of change that we're looking at?
You have to communicate a lot, all the time. And when we say communication, just like even if it's 5 minutes, check in and communicate what's happening, what's going on, you do that instead of all these annual appraisal reviews. Don't wait, especially if you have employees, for annual check-in, because you know what? Right now, everything is moving so fast that you don't have a chance to stop and think or just wait once a year to communicate to your employee how did they do or what is going on. Communicate.
Less communication often leads to employees presuming or assuming, and usually what they presume or assume is worse than reality. So by not saying something, you're making it worse. So if they're concerned with this introduction of technology to the business, or I can't help but use the example of more recently, in the world here, we've had a royal family face some difficulties with health. They chose not to say anything because they're supposed to be above having health issues, I suspect. What they've led to is incredible speculation about what's going on. I don't think it helped them. I think they should have been out there as quickly as they could because everybody's presumed and assumed much worse. That's not good, but much worse. They've assumed much worse than it was. And I've seen that again in organizations.
And Michael, I think that's where we jumped right into the give them useful feedback and see constructive feedback also for yourself. You should ask them, how are you doing? Also, you need to know and know honestly, like how do they feel about that? Because, you need to learn also. They need to learn. You need to learn as a leader, as an owner.
And I think you need to give it in a constructive form. So often we've had the stereotype in the past of the manager who yells and screams because they want you to work out of fear. It really doesn't accomplish much. In the short run, perhaps. In the long run, you're not going to be able to sustain it. That's what I've seen in my experience. So if your feedback doesn't teach, then it really has no value because nobody's learning from it if you put them on the defensive. So don't scold them. Teach them
Yes,
and then let them ask you questions.
and make sure that you hold everyone accountable.
Yes.
Because if you don't hold them accountable, you're out of luck.
And things go on that you never see that hurt you.
Yes. You have to measure their performance. They need to know where they stand. And guess what? If they hit it, celebrate their accomplishment. That's extremely important. And recognize them because a lot of people like recognition. Now you have to know your people because some people don't like public recognition, Michael.
Yep,
They
just
may
prefer
be
private.
asked just for a gift card. That's it. Individual gift card.
Or just stop by me in my little cubicle and tell me I did well and don't involve everybody else. Some prefer
Yes.
that. Understand the definition of communication is two ways. You tell somebody something and then you need them to tell you something back. It has to go both ways, or they have to understand what you told them. And so you need to ask, what do you understand what I just said? If we have a big challenge in organizations and businesses beyond the introduction of change like artificial intelligence, it's communication. It still isn't where it needs to be. That's why we've stressed it so much today.
Absolutely, Michael. So that is pretty much, I think, the smart leadership and ownership in the age of AI. Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to the Small Business Survival Conversation podcast. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And don't forget to join us next week for another episode. In the meantime, hook up with us on our Facebook group at Small Business Survival Tools and Tips. Till next time, thank you for listening.